Well, great morning, Royal Court, and welcome to Failsafe Friday. Amy, are you there?
I certainly am.
I thought that today, girl, we might cover the Queen's top 20 non-negotiables because today is Good Friday, and we know that many of these people are going to be with family and friends and lots of food and all of this kind of stuff. So I thought it would be kind of fun to kind of go over the top 20 non-negotiables, but we'll just cover 10 in this particular Failsafe.
Okay.
Well, number one, and this is actually found on page 83 of your workbook, but number one is to educate yourself. And I'm on a constant mission to keep learning and educating myself so that I can share knowledge, you know, with the court. And though I'm constantly reading, there's no way to know everything. So consider this program as an introductory crash course to real food, but always look to expand on what you've learned. I mean, Amy, every morning when we're talking, I've always got my nose in a book.
And exactly.
We're both always looking and on the internet and always just looking for anything that will just expand the knowledge of this program and as far as food is concerned. So
yeah,
I think
individual situations that arise and things like that, you just always got to be in a constant just state of learning and educating yourself. I mean, things pop up all the time and you just got to always be open to new ideas and, you know, even, you know, supplements and things like that. Just always look to educate.
Exactly. And what is number two, girl?
Number two is, you know, the accountability partner. I mean, consider the former enemy, the scale, is your accountability partner along with a food journal. You need to weigh every day. It will keep you honest with yourself, and you'll discover food sensitivities that are working against you, and you don't need anything working against you. And what we've always said, Lisa, is the scale is so vital. Of course, we've been conditioned to fear it and just keep it at arm's length at all costs. But the scale really is the biggest advocate you have in controlling your weight loss. It dictates your day, and it lets you know. No one should ever be surprised when they get on that scale, but it does keep you accountable.
It absolutely, absolutely does. And it's so funny. We were talking at the meeting. I don't even know if you actually heard this conversation, but I said, what is your dance up to the scale? Because everybody has a funny way that they step on the scale. Or, I mean, I kind of like go up to my scale and kind of say a little prayer.
Exactly, I know.
But, you know, the point is that you get on it. You get on that scale. And I don't care if you're traveling or whatever. There are travel scales, and they are phenomenal. So the other thing is the protein day. You know, if you step off the reservation on a holiday or a vacation, and we're saying on a holiday or a vacation because we know in this program we don't really snack anymore, but on a holiday or a vacation and quickly put on a few pounds, a grass-fed steak followed by a protein day or two will get those pounds right off as long as you act quickly and do not let them settle. And, girl, you know what? We know that. The steak day is the cornerstone to losing the weight when you had one of those, I got to eat the left side of the menu. So I have a feeling, we'll see, but I have a feeling that over this Easter holiday, we're going to have some grass-fed steaks being digested. What do you think?
Exactly. And you know what? That's okay. It is okay. The steak days are your safety net for when you don't have control or when you're like, you know what? It's worth it to me. It's worth it to me to go out with my friends or my family and just to eat the less of them. And you're just, you know, just go all out, you know. And it's okay to do that, but it's about, you know, this whole program is about living your life right the majority of the time so you can have those days, those weekends, and those holidays that you can just go off the reservation.
I love it. Absolutely. And what's the next one, girl?
And number four is be proactive. When you're traveling or dining out, look over the menus before you get to a restaurant or go online. I have yet to see a restaurant that doesn't have an online menu. Also, locate stores and restaurants that subscribe to more natural food philosophy even when you're here, but especially when you're traveling out of town. Just, again, know before you go. Again, the internet is a great resource because a lot of restaurants are, especially the more whole food, they are proud to present, you know, the whole foods and the organic sections. So they're going to put those online that you can just research and look. Again, prepare. Preparation, what have we always said? prepare when you go. Know before you go.
That's right. And there just isn't really any excuse anymore because it's so accessible to get on online. And, you know, even traveling. I mean, the first thing I do, I find out where we're going, and I always try to find the stores that are around me, the restaurants that are around me. So, you know, when I go in with a crowd of people, nothing stumps me. That I'm in control of that. That when everybody's ordering all this stuff, I'm keeping my head straight. That
exactly.
Knowing it's going to smell good, it's going to look good. But, you know, when I really tease it apart and understand, you know, what the blooming onion is dipped into and then the oil that it's fried in and all of this stuff, it kind of becomes unappetizing. But if you don't go in there prepared, that's where you're going to be messed up.
Exactly. And Barbara Linton went out of town the first day of maintenance, and she gave me permission to speak of her whenever I see fit. But she was out of town in two different locations, week and a half of maintenance. But she was prepared. She went to Asheville and Denver and looked online at all the restaurants. Girlfriend lost weight on maintenance because she just, I mean, she went, there is no, again, maintenance is so strict now. You can do this, you can have this. And that's how she followed it. She found the restaurants that would, you know, would fall in line with her philosophy.
Right.
And she lost weight.
Well, you know what? That's going to take us to number five, which is to inquire. You know, it says, do not be afraid to ask questions or to make special requests while dining out. Don't let anyone make you feel guilty about eating healthy and taking control of your life. And I'm telling you, this one's huge right here. Because what it might do, it might start to thin out some of the people that you hang around with if they are making you feel guilty about trying to take control of your life. When you go into a restaurant, you need to truly understand that restaurant really does want to serve you. And they really want you to eat what you want, so when you leave, you'll have a good impression. There's just a way of doing it. You know, if you're going to be with a large group of people, you may want to call ahead. Look on the menu, know exactly how you want to order so you don't hold everybody up. We've all been with those people that kind of enjoy making everybody kind of like have to wait around for them. Don't be one of those people. But don't be afraid to ask for, you know, for them to cook something a certain way or to inquire, is this wild caught? Those kinds of things. So
absolutely.
That's a huge thing with me. If they want my dollars, they're going to have, you know, they're going to have to do it the way I want them to do it, or I'll just go to Whole Foods or to Earth Fare or wherever and buy my food and cook it at home and invite all my guests there. And I don't think they want that. So
exactly,
it is okay.
Exactly. And also carries us in. And all these things work together. That's the beauty of this. It's so easy. But number six is carry your essentials with you. They make you feel secure and in control knowing that you planned ahead. It's preparation. Bring your sea salt, bring your stevia, bring blue cheese. If, you know, you're going to a restaurant, grab some blue cheese and a like a little Tupperware thing, and bring it with you. It's all about preparation. And when you know that you've got sea salt, stevia, and blue cheese, take your, and what I've been saying to a lot of people is take that maintenance, the maintenance sheet with the list of foods, bring it with you and use that as your menu.
That's
open
right.
Open it up, keep it in your wallet or your purse, open it up and go, okay, I can have steak, I can have spinach, I can have, you know, a salad. I've got my stevia, my sea salt, my blue cheese. Everything's good.
That's exactly right. And I'll tell you another thing that I did when I was on maintenance. And I tell you what, it saved me many times because here's a little tip. You know, it's fantastic to have your stevia and to be able to have coffee when you want that cream in there. But they don't usually have, you know, the whipping cream, the whole cream.
Right.
They don't have the heavy cream. They have the half and half. That has sugar. And if you're going to sit there and sip coffee, I can't tell you how much sugar you're going to be taking in. I always had a little Tupperware thing of cream with me too. And you know, I'm not saying I kept it in my purse all day long. If I were going to dinner, I would, you know, I would put my blue cheese in there and put my heavy whipping cream and have it in there. You know, it's going to be fine for the 30 minutes that you're going to have to, you know, drive to the restaurant and make your order. It's totally fine. Some people are like, oh my gosh, I can't do that because, you know, ooh, it would ruin. It's not going to ruin. And I've never been sick by it. So you're totally fine. And I'll tell you what, if you're a butter eater, I mean, I don't want to make it difficult, but I'm just telling you, little things like carrying your own butter. Because let me tell you something, these restaurants don't carry real butter. It's margarine. And what
absolutely.
Do we say? It's not what you eat that makes you fat. It's what's in what you eat. And we don't want to talk about what's in margarine. So you're absolutely right. The other thing is to drink lots of water every day. That is another, you know, cornerstone to this program. You know, water is a great way to separate real hunger from mere cravings. And it's how your body flushes itself out. This is the habit that everyone should get into. And not just when you're on protocol, not when you're just on maintenance, but for the rest of your life. And I love, can I just tell you, the little Facebook inquiry or the Facebook post that Beverly did when she said that, you know, her new drink is Forever Water, and that she's just cleaned up her, you know, cleaned up everything for her. And it's just been such an easy way of life. And I loved seeing that because, you know, if you can just get water in your life, incorporate that as the beverage of choice, and then, you know, have your coffee, have your, you know, your drinks with a little stevia in there. Oh my goodness, what a difference it makes.
I know. I've told everybody that is the key. That is the key.
It is.
You drink, I mean, at least, at the very least, and of course, you know, we're proponents of drinking more, but at the very least, half a gallon of water a day for the rest of your life, you will have nothing to worry about.
Exactly. Exactly. So what's the next one, girl?
The next one is just be aware. Know what you're putting in your mouth. If it doesn't sound right, it probably isn't. Just farm-raised fish, they're fed with corn and soy. That doesn't sound right. Corn and soy, they're not on any kind of menu. Why would you eat something that had that as their, as the mainstay of their diet? So, you know, they're fed to fish and cattle to fatten them up, not because that's what they naturally eat.
Right.
That's not what they would naturally eat. Why would you eat it?
That's right.
Oh?
Because they use it to fatten them up. Guess what? It's going to fatten you up, too.
Exactly. I mean, 1 + 1, right?
That's exactly right.
Well,
the other one is to plan ahead, and that's pretty much what we've been talking about here. But the best thing that you can do for you and your family, it's really to cook fresh food at home. Sit down and eat together. And, you know, this is the best thing. I'm gonna freely admit it's not the easiest thing, but the easiest thing is not, you know, the easiest thing is never gonna be the best thing.
Absolutely.
So if you can do that, if you can incorporate that you're eating, you know, more meals at home, and now that I've got my actual hands on it, because I just think that this is exactly what Beverly was talking about. I love that. She said one dedicated year makes a big difference in destroying old unhealthy habits. She said no high fructose corn syrup, no fast food, no semi-fast food, no diet soda, no artificial sweeteners, no processed food, no corn anything. I'd rather cook than eat out. Water's my favorite beverage. Stevia or healthy sweeteners, only whole foods. She says 60 pounds of fat gone, building healthy muscles, feel good about me, love my clothes again, and want to share this with everyone. Tremendously thankful. I love that.
Unbelievable.
I love it. So the last one, Amy.
The last one, this is the perfect way to wrap this up, is, you know what, don't get discouraged. Getting control of your nutrition is a journey.
That's right.
It isn't feasible to always be prepared for every single situation. We do live in the real world. But just do the absolute best that you can do, and over time, you'll find that you were doing better than your best was when you started
That's exactly
Again,
right.
Don't get discouraged. We want you to live the majority of life in control, on the reservation, drinking your water, bringing you know, the essentials with you. But it's not possible every time. That's why there's steak days. That's why the water. That's why, you know, everything is put into place for a reason.
That's right.
Nutrition is a journey. It's something that has to be deliberate every single day.
Well, Amy, it's so right. And here's the thing, too. We didn't get in the state that we all were in before we came to this program in a matter of months, even in a matter of a year or two. It took, you know, many of us 40 years,
decades,
some of us 50.
Decades.
Absolutely. So, you know, you just cannot get frustrated and use that old throwaway. If I can't do it perfectly, I'm just not going to do it. You know, what I will tell you is that I found so many people that joined this program. They were doing some things right and just could not get the whole picture. Well, now that you have the whole picture, you know what you're striving for. You know what it looks like now. So you're not going to get there overnight. I mean, again, even when I first started on my journey and I had to clean out my kitchen, I really thought this was going to be about an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours, but not really. I thought I was just going to go in there and take my garbage can and throw everything away. It took me 3 months, 3.5 months to clean my kitchen out because it, you know, everything had stuff in it and I couldn't just throw it away. So I had, you know, it took time, and I'm still on that journey. Aren't you?
Absolutely. It is. I mean, it is, you know, 40 years of undoing.
Absolutely.
And that's not always that's not always easy. You know, these are all lessons, and hopefully we kind of hold your hand and baby to be through the process to make it easier, because no one is born knowing, having this information. Do you know what I'm saying?
That's right.
It's a process, but it's a daily process.
It
every
is.
Every day. You know, again, it's one step at a time. But as long as you're moving in the right direction, your health is going to follow right behind you.
Exactly. Well, there is so much more, girl, we could say about this, but we're going to save it for our next lesson when we discover our next 10. So you have a great, great Easter, girl. Have a wonderful holiday. Royal Court, you too. Stay on the reservation. Drink your water. Get tons of sleep. Be kind to your family because you only see them once a year. Some of us don't even do that. But anyway, have a great weekend, and we will see you Monday at Bearden.
Tuesday at Bearden.
Girl, why can I not get that right? Tuesday at Bearden. Earth Fair, 5:30. See you there. Have a good one. All right, bye.